Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, December 7th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Wilfred Arthur. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another intriguing episode of Wikipedia, where we delve deep into the stories and facts behind some of the lesser-known yet fascinating Wikipedia articles. I'm Alloy, and today we're exploring the life and career of Wilfred Arthur, an individual who might not be a household name, but whose story is deeply intertwined with history and courage. So buckle up and get ready for a journey back in time. First, let's set the scene. Wilfred Arthur was born on the 7th of December, 1919, in Sydney, Australia. To give you a visual, picture the Australia of the early 20th century, a land full of natural beauty but still growing into the nation we know today. It's here that Wilfred Arthur's story begins, a story that would eventually take him high into the skies. Arthur's life, like many of his generation, was profoundly impacted by the events of World War II. Can you imagine being in your early 20s and suddenly finding yourself thrust into a global conflict? It's a situation that forces you to confront the world beyond the familiar horizons of home. Arthur decided to take to the skies, joining the Royal Australian Air Force, RAF, in 1940. Just think about the courage needed to make such a leap. Now let's dive into his military career a bit. Wilfred Arthur flew with the famed No. 3 Squadron RF during the North African campaign. Picture the vast deserts of Northern Africa, the tension heavy in the air, the roar of engines, and the ever-present threat of enemy fire. It was within this setting that Arthur proved his mettle as a fighter ace. He was recognized for his exceptional skills and bravery, becoming one of the top-scoring Australian aces of the war. One of the most intense aspects of his duty involved close air support and air superiority missions. Imagine flying a P-40 Kitty Hawk, one of those iconic fighter aircraft, navigating through enemy lines, having only split seconds to make crucial decisions. That was Wilfred Arthur's reality during World War II. As a fighter ace, Arthur became known for his daring maneuvers and precise marksmanship. But it wasn't just about the individual kills. He was part of a broader effort to secure the skies for Allied forces, helping to turn the tide in crucial battles. In this, we see the intersection where individual bravery fuses with a collective mission. Let me ask you, how do you think the courage of individuals like Arthur shaped their entire generation's view of heroism and duty? Interestingly, Arthur returned to Australia in 1945 and was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. It's a significant recognition, a piece of hardware that underscores the limits pushed and perils faced. What challenges do you think our silent heroes overcome? What stories remain untold despite the medals and ribbons? Transitioning back to civilian life after the war posed its own obstacles for many veterans, Arthur included. Post-war adjustment is something that affected numerous servicemen and women. Having lived through such intense experiences, the return to a quieter life can be jarring. I find this aspect particularly thought-provoking. How did these individuals reconcile their past bravery with everyday normalcy? How did they reshape their sense of purpose? Following the war, Wilfred Arthur held various positions but remained closely linked to the aviation world. His post-service life and ongoing passion for flying reflect a commitment to the field. It's as if his experiences in the war became inextricably bound to his identity, a testament to how our most challenging experiences continue to shape us long after they've ended. So, as we wrap up our time today, I encourage you to ponder this. What drives people like Wilfred Arthur to such extraordinary feats of courage? And do these stories inspire us today in our own pursuits and challenges? Take a moment now to imagine the ripple effects of one person's bravery. How does it inspire not just those who were contemporaneous like us today, nestled in the comforts of a modern world, yet still facing our own battles? Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Wilfred Arthur's life. If you're curious to learn more, check out his full profile on Wikipedia. History is filled with tales that continue to resonate, and it's up to us to keep them alive and connected to the present day. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep digging deeper, and remember, the past has much to teach us.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Wilfred Arthur. Thanks for listening. See you next time.